USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies revealed what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol. That's prompting Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians. The Kremlin has not issued a response. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They will be the first senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukraine since the invasion began 2 months ago. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says it's attacking the last pocket of resistance there, but otherwise it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Wall Street adding another bad week, the Dow dropping nearly 2% overall. It's the third straight losing week for the S&P 500. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.